Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Bridge.
Hi.
What are you doing out here?
Niall.
Hi.
How are you? My light broke.
Fine. How are you?
Good. I'm good. That's funny.
What is?
Nothing. Just the way we're, I don't know, talking.
What are you doing out here?
I went for a walk as soon as the rain let up. With a flashlight, which, as you can see, is
Bridge.
Just busted. If you shake it like that,
Bridget.
It flickers. See, it flickers. My mood, Niall, it's so improved.
Is there a reason you don't have an umbrella?
I don't believe in umbrellas.
I don't believe an umbrella requires your faith, my girl. Either it keeps you dry or it does not. Share mine. Shall we walk? I see you got yourself a slicker.
Yes.
And the lightning?
What about it?
Doesn't frighten you anymore?
Not this kind of lightning, no, it doesn't.
Oh, and what kind of lightning would you call this?
The kind that jumps around up there.
Watch your step.
Like, I don't know, like neutral activity.
We're talking about the weather here?
Do you think that as a culture the Irish have an unnatural obsession with the weather?
Yes.
That's it? Yes?
Yes. Well, I wouldn't call it unnatural. The weather in Ireland is so changeable, so precarious, it demands a constant appraisal. Four seasons in a day, four types of rain, spitting rain, pissing rain, weeping rain, and of course you've got your biblical deluge.
My father used to talk about the weather. Some days that'd be all he'd talk about. When he was sick, we were caring for him at home. I was due to visit after exams, and my mother put him on the phone. Voice. He sounded like an old woman. I understand you've got rain in New Haven. Can you imagine? We talked about the weather for 2 minutes and then he hung up. And then he died a few days later.
Rain, when it's hot, is not such a bad thing.
No, you might even say that the rain is good.
You and your father didn't get along, I take it. I only ask because you can't blame him. It's something in the family, in the genes, sins of the father, like. We didn't get along with our father for no reason, but it infected the whole family all the same. We kept a certain distance. You know, once, we were helping our father dig down to a broken sewage pipe. He was getting up there, 50s, well, old for those days. So Harold and I did the digging. Down deep as a grave, we'd unearth this ruptured clay pipe, shite mixed with mud, mixed with roots and shale and clay. And our father, your grandfather, was standing above the hole and he starts to bury us, laughing. Just a few spadefuls of mud dropped on our backs. Harold laughed too. Took it for the joke that I suppose it was meant to be, but I didn't laugh. I didn't get the joke.
That's terrible.
Well,
what an awful thing to do. Why did he do it? Why would he do something like that?
Don't know. It's a mystery.
I don't care what you say. I think the storm's over.
The thing about storms is that they move every direction at once. Hurricanes, I'm talking about. Big ones. But tropical storms, too. I mean, like spinning tops, they careen across the map. The only place you're safe is in the eye of it. It'll start raining again, you'll see.
No one's ever accused you of being an optimist, have they?
Do you know that it's a major symptom of schizophrenia to divine too personal a meaning in the weather?
Were you schizophrenic? The other night you said you'd been institutionalized.
A long time ago.
And what was it, a mistake?
Everyone's entitled to an opinion.
So you consider mental health a matter of opinion?
I like to think instead that I was ecstatic when I was ill. Ecstasy in the religious sense. I felt transcendent and not a bit sick. At the time, I remember wishing I were a religious man so that I could explain it that way. But I didn't have the words. I mean, how could I say, as a modern man, agnostic if not atheist, look here, everyone, I'm hearing voices and they're telling me grave things about the world and my place in it, and I swear it's all coming from God. They gave me electroshock treatment. I got better. So, tell me, Bridge, where you been?
What do you mean?
These last 2 days.
I don't know.
You don't know.
I know, but...
Well, I thought I would have seen you by now.
You're seeing me now.
Yeah, all the same, I thought you would have dropped by, considering... I woke up the next morning and thought that I'd dreamt it, thought that I'd seen a ghost. Now, why would I think that? Where you been? You remember?
Of course I remember. What kind of question is that?
Where, then?
Where could I go? I walked around the island.
Where?
Here and there, saw the sights.
Which sights?
Houses. You know, homes.
Whose homes?
Famous homes, literary homes. Homes of dead people. You think I'm being what?
No.
Dishonest? Deceitful? I bought a fucking slicker, Dad.
That's not fair.
How is that not fair?
The money was a gift.
A payoff's more like it.
Did you know how many children I got?
No. Oh, this is fascinating, please.
You're not special. That's all I'm saying.
I use the money for where I'm staying. The rest I have on me. I can show you if you'd like.
I was worried about you. You're in trouble. Anyone could see that.
What kind of trouble would I be in?
Well, I don't know, and I don't care.
I'm not pregnant. And it would have to be an immaculate conception of some kind, considering...
I said that I don't care to know...
I haven't had sex with anyone, ever. I went walking. The last 2 days around the island. I had no idea the maps were so wrong. Not wrong. Blind. They left out the important streets, the lanes and alleyways and dirt paths. I took those paths and came out someplace strange. A street I'd seen, but now saw it differently. One road took me to a house where an old man with a tank and an oxygen mask stood leaning up against a ladder, breathing hard. He looked at me for the longest time. The whole time it was raining. The island's like a maze, but when I got lost, I didn't feel lost at all. I love it here.
Do you know?
Yes.
It's quite a change from the other day.
I know. I've changed my mind.
You've changed.
Yes.
Well, shall we pause for a moment and sit? Shall I tell you a story? The Irish believe in a place called High Brazil, an island. Some call it Tiernanog, but that always sounded like a flavored coffee to me. Well, all that matters is that it was an island off of the west coast of Ireland. An island off of an island. So we're already dealing with myth here. And Ireland in those days, a flat earth theory, was at the edge of the world, at least to the West Europeans. So an island past Ireland, west of west, well, this was truly an impossible geography. There was this poet named Oisin, and he was the son of a warrior named Finn. Oisin would travel with his father and fight and chronicle the battles in song. One day, they were out riding, and they saw a beautiful young woman approaching, riding her white horse across the surface of the waves. Naked, of course. Up out of the ocean, out of the west, she rode. And they stopped to admire her riding technique. It was obvious at a glance that she was a goddess. And she rode up onto the dry land and inspected each man from atop her steed. She came to Oisin, and she looked down into his eyes, and she recognized something. "Come with me," she said. Well, he didn't have to think twice. He bade goodbye to his father, his friends. They were sad to see him go, but they knew that they'd have done the same. I mean, this was a goddess, for fuck's sake. I mean, fair play to you, boy. So Oisin climbed behind her on the white horse, and he coiled his hands around the front of her belly, and off they rode across the waves into the west to High Brazil. Now, in High Brazil, Oisin lived in a perfect state of bliss. He had many children. He never suffered hunger, nor sickness, nor sorrow of any kind. Yet, by and by, he began to miss his family, his home. He went to the goddess one day. Her name was Nyam, and he told her of his pain. She felt pity for this, her lover, and granted that he could take her horse to Ireland for just a quick holiday. But never get off that horse, she warned. For if you do, if you so much as touch the tip of the toe of your foot to the ground, all the years that you have cheated life and death will fall upon your back at once. And she snapped her fingers like a thunderclap. And he promised her that he would always remain on that horse, and away he rode over the waves to Ireland. But what he found there shocked him. In his absence, 1,000 years had passed. And while he had stayed young, his father and his friends, countless generations of Irish, all had died. A new Ireland had sprung up, full of churches and bishops, and God avenge us, the English. Oisin cried aloud in anger and despair, for all that had changed had been lost, and in his sorrow he fell, and he toppled down from the horse. And when his body hit the ground, it was just like the goddess had said. He aged 1,000 years. He turned to dust and blew away in the wind. Do you see what I'm saying?
You don't want me here.
No.
You don't need to tell me a story. You can say what you're thinking.
This has nothing to do with you. It's my...
Oh, it's my fault. Please, it's not like we're dating.
I need you.
What?
I said I need you to lower your voice, please.
My voice? Who's gonna hear me?
Sit down, please.
There's nobody out here, Niall. It's just you and me. Hello, anybody out here? Anybody care?
Quiet!
Let go! You are not my real father. You may have fucked my mother 100 years ago, but my real father raised me, and now he's dead. So don't worry. I don't want to stay with you. I don't want to live here, you freak. Faggot! What did you think I was gonna do? Hit you up for child support? Move in? Open a flower shop in your goddamn kitchen?
I'm warning you.
Oh, warning me? What are you gonna do? What could you possibly do to me now?
Do you know why they call it Key West?
I don't want to play any more word games, Niall. I don't want another story.
It's from the
you.
Spanish Cayo Hueso. Island of Bones.
It's because of the white coral wash on the beach. It's a fucking metaphor.
I cannot get disturbed like this, Bridget. Please. I have my life here. This isn't good for me.
Why don't you leave?
You are not listening to me.
If this place is an island of bones, why not get in your car, your black Jaguar, and drive away?
I called your mother last night. On the phone, last night, and...
It must have come as a shock to her. You stir up any, you know, old longings?
Bridge.
Any sparks fly?
She said you were dead.
She's lying.
Why would she say that you're dead if you're not?
What kind of question is that? She wishes I was dead. Because I came home from school and I told her I was a lesbian and she won't accept it. And I told her I didn't want to be a freak to the family. I didn't want to be some black sheep like you. And she freaked out. And that's when I decided I was going to take her car and come down here and stay until I found you. She's doing the same thing to me that they did to you years ago. They're liars, the whole fucking clan. You didn't run away, you didn't hide from them. They turned their backs on you, made up lies about you because of who you are.
You could be anyone.
Oh, Niall.
You could be Bridget's girlfriend. She told you about me before she died, and you've come down here because you can't get over her, can't get past her. You love her so much. Or maybe this isn't a love story. Maybe you think that I still deal and you need money. Is this some kind of con?
I'm Bridget, Niall. I'm your daughter.
Bridget's dead.
I'm not dead. I'm obviously not dead.
How is this obvious? How is any of this obvious?
Touch me. Go on, touch me, Niall, please.
They touched the wounds of the risen Christ.
What?
They touched the wounds of the risen Christ, and the flesh was no less real.
Niall.
I'll buy you a plane ticket wherever you want to go. I don't care who you are. I can't handle this now. Bridget, I can't. I can't figure it out. What? Are you laughing? Are you crying?
You're right.
What am I right about?
I give up. This is too hard.
Yes. Yes, it certainly is.
It's ridiculous.
What is?
I'm sorry, okay? I'm so sorry. None of this was supposed to happen. I don't know how it got this far.
How far? What got far?
My mother's right. I'm Bridget, your daughter. And I died like a week ago today. I'm dead. I'm a ghost. I told you wouldn't believe me. And I don't expect you to understand. That's why I haven't said anything until now. Think. How did I find you in the first place?
How?
I was driving in the rain. South. As far as I could go. Over a bridge. I was going fast. I lost control and slammed into a guardrail. I flipped and for a second I was flying. And then I'm in the water. I can't open the doors. Water's flooding through the dashboard, through the cracks in the doors. I can't open the doors. I'm punching the glass with my fists, screaming. The water's rising at my neck and the car is sinking. I'm screaming and then my mouth is full of water. And the next thing I know, I'm on the road. I'm standing. I'm dripping wet. I feel fine. I walk for hours in the rain and night, and there's not a soul out walking. Cars pass me by every once in a while. Thumbs out. No one stops. No one sees. I keep walking all night and all day, and I'm not hungry or hurt or tired. And I realize I'm not alive anymore. That's how it hits me. Like when you fish a word off the tip of your tongue. You know, I'm dead. And I hardly noticed. And because I'm heading south, I kept walking and somehow I got here. And I saw you through the window and I just walked in. I asked you for my keys because I couldn't think of an accurate way to tell the truth. What are you doing, Niall? Niall, what is it? What's wrong?
Come on, it's starting to rain again.